Hi guys, Murugi Munyi here.
It's Lydia KM.
And we're back again with another episode of
The Messy In Between.
It's definitely TMI!
Episode
of the year.
So exciting.
Wow. Yeah.
Please use the same
word. If we weren't so on our period, it would be even more exciting. I'm just looking. I can see a tiny pimple trying to break through here. What? Oh, are you seeing?
A field. Huh? It's a field.
Literally, it's mine.
It's a field.
Oh my God.
Of pimples.
But you know, sometimes I ask myself, must we do this every month, God?
Me, I would really be annoyed once I have kids. It's like,
What's this about?
And then that'll be annoying. For me, it's just so annoying. Thank you, God, that my body still functions.
Good. Yay. Great.
Yesterday,
for you.
I was literally like, remove this thing. Remove it out of my body. But today, I'm like, thank you, God.
I get it.
For my period.
You know?
Welcome, guys, to yet another episode of the Messy In Between podcast, aka TMI. If you're just joining us, whoa, relax. It's just a penultimate episode of this year. Mm-hmm. But you who's just joined us, you are new in between. You have 2.5 years
of episodes
to go back
this
on.
This is episode 100 and? I thought so. Continue.
100 and?
Why are you asking me?
Good girl. 100 and
something.
So you have so many to watch. And if you're new, thank you so much for joining us. And for all the in-betweeners who come back, karibuni sana. This is TMI. Make sure you're following us on social media, TMI Podcast KE, Murugi Munyi, Lydia KM. And you are subscribed because you're subscribed because you're trying to show us that you support us. For real,
exactly,
for real.
Because you love us.
You're not a silent watcher.
Yeah. And since we're about to go on break, imagine how nice it would be if like we leave and then we come back and it's like for Christmas, you guys decided to gift us a subscription. Like, you're going to subscribe
you
and
guys,
like,
what? Guys, stop!
Nini ladies.
That would be so cute.
That would be really nice.
You don't want to do that for a Secret Santa?
Exactly. Please, guys. That would
and surprise
just
us when we come back
it
in January.
It would be so lovely. So yeah, please do subscribe. Also, you can follow us on Instagram, TMI Podcast KE, Murugi Munyi, Lydia KM. Not just Instagram, actually TikTok, Twitter for some of us. Threads.
Twitter,
when was the last time you threaded? What is a threads?
Yeah. We were really hyped then for a second.
We were really hyped. Lydia, every morning, thank God today didn't start without me.
How would they know if they don't thread?
Now here we are.
Here we are.
Anyway,
a couple
guys,
of months later.
Yeah, welcome to this episode. So if you have seen down in the title, today we are talking about you don't have to fake it. And I know you're wondering, what are we faking? Who is faking what?
You know you're not wondering. You know goddamn what. You know. Because
exactly.
You did it last night.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
You're
here to talk about it.
And because you're seeing this behind us, then you know exactly what we are referring to. Okay? You know exactly what you're... And also, if you follow us on Instagram, then you already know.
You already know.
Because we literally had a conversation about this like by the time you're watching this, maybe 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Right? Maybe 2 weeks ago.
A week ago.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
20-something November. I think it's 2 weeks from now.
Yes, it is.
It is
indeed. You are correct.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. So guys, we are having a conversation today about faking orgasms. Why do women fake orgasms? Why do we feel the need to? How many of us have done it? And we took to our Instagram to ask a few questions. To ask you guys a few questions because, you know, we like our content to be like us sharing our experience, but also you guys sharing your experiences with us. And of course, the results, I wouldn't say they were shocking at all.
Not at all shocking. It was dramatically to what we'd expect. Mm-hmm. I think it was 90% have faked.
Oh, yeah. It was like a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah, we will definitely share the statistics with you guys in a little bit. But just to mention that obviously the elephant in the room behind
us
is a pack of condoms from Durex. This is the new Durex Mutual Climax. And we're so excited to be partnering with Durex, a brand that we respect. Let me say a brand that we respect.
Yes, we do.
We absolutely love what they do. And we love the fact that they respond to needs that people have in the market. And as you watch this episode, you will see why what they do is absolutely necessary. Because some women are suffering out here and some men actually as
they
well.
Are.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always talk about our perspective because we know our own suffering.
Yeah.
But we are very awake to the other side of the coin. One of the things that we really do respect about Durex is that when it comes to intimate intimate wellness, mm-hmm. as it were, mm-hmm. is that there's
I love that phrase.
It is intimate wellness. Yes. There's an imbalance. Mm-hmm. There's a massive orgasm gap. And what they've come up with this mutual climax is trying to bridge the gap.
Yeah.
You know, trying to help us come a little faster.
Yeah, come a little faster. And him come a little slower.
So that we can come together.
I love it so much. Oh my God,
yeah, yeah, because in the experience, in a sexual experience, mm-hmm. what you'd hope for is that both of you are able to climax, and if not, the gap is not so big.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's exactly what we're going to be telling you a little bit more about that. But thank you so much, Durex, for sponsoring this episode.
Exactly.
And whatever it is that we're going to learn, guys, know that at least there's a solution at the end.
At the end of it, there's a solution. Yeah. Actually, now as we shouted here, come together, I realize I have never like mutually climaxed with anybody.
I have.
At the exact same time.
Yes.
God's favorite, aren't you?
I know.
Lucky, but that was babe.
But that, you know, those are like special moments.
Whoa.
Yeah. Really special moments.
You know, I just feel like books and movies are lying to us to some extent. Because I'm just like, how comes you guys, it happens all the time? Like, how comes it for them?
It
just
doesn't happen. It's like they've come in, they've thrown each other on the wall. Someone's shoe has been thrown away. Two ding-dings. Ah!
And I shook on the bathroom sink. And that was the best moment of my life. Was it, baby? Was it?
Calm down, actress. Calm down. You know, I feel like it's like it's a thing that's, it's not as glamorous to say that, oh, no, she didn't come. Let's try it. Like, it's not as romantic, is it? And obviously, a lot of movies and media and the patriarchy itself has been geared towards the man coming, exactly. which can happen really fast. Mm. So then you, uko hapo nyambura, on your
waiting,
own.
Waiting, just like, yeah.
Yeah, I
like,
know.
Like, so what do you, yeah, I mean, your work is done.
It's an inaccurate picture of what actually goes down.
I think so. And I feel like because of that, obviously, a lot of people just are left feeling like, is there something wrong with me?
Yeah.
And that's what leads to you faking it, because then now you feel like you have to like act, or you need to meet a certain standard. Without that standard, it's just like, do I know how to have sex?
Yeah.
As if there's a certain way that people should be having sex or must be having sex, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be like that.
At all.
It's nothing to do with you. There's many ways that this is like, there's sometimes about how you feel, your stress or whatever, but also very much is like, are you guys engaged? You know, are you guys in sync? Are you guys going to the beat? Mm. Okay, so my experience personally, as far as faking orgasms, I've done it.
Okay, before even talk about faking orgasms, we know you've done it. Lydia, look at you. You're literally an actress. But when was the first time you had an orgasm?
I was definitely in my teens. Yeah. And I think I gave myself my first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
From what I remember,
Did you know what you were experiencing? Or was it like something that felt foreign and like, oh my God?
I didn't know then. I don't think I had the language to know that exactly what I was experiencing. But I know I gave myself my first one. Mm. When did I have my... Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Not your eyes closing and fluttering.
Yes, I remember. Lunchers. I think I was like 18 when I had my first one, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. How old were you when you faked an orgasm for the first time?
God, maybe even earlier. Because, I mean, what was I doing? I was having sex before. So what was I doing? Or was I?
Well, I don't think so.
Actually,
because
no.
I feel like when you're younger, it's almost like...
You don't know what's even happening. And yeah, no, I don't
think
so. Also,
you're trying to like learn yourself and learn
the
sex.
I think it was definitely after that. Maybe like... Maybe 20, 21, something. And I believe it's because I was being lazy.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Just one of those, like, hurry up.
I know, right?
You know?
Okay, for me, I had my first orgasm at 25. I've said this before. And between that first orgasm and when I next orgasmed was actually a really long time.
Yeah.
But my first one was at 25. Mm-hmm. And before that, I was sure I was just one of the 30% of women who apparently can't orgasm.
The fact that you had that information is really good.
Yeah, crazy. Mm-hmm. Because I always used to be like, what is this so exciting thing that people are talking about? Mm-hmm. And I used to be like, but I get wet. I enjoy having sex. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's just not that one which people are saying, you know,
in the movies.
It's not looking, people are not, I'm not shaking, my eyes are not rolling back in my head, whatever. I sense I may have ever faked an orgasm, but I can't remember where and I can't remember when, I can't remember with who.
Mm.
But I sense it was my baby daddy, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I just sense, I don't know, I just sense maybe.
Yeah. Mm. For me, a lot of it was more of, there's an element of laziness as to why I was doing that.
Yeah.
Just out of like, I don't want to have to deal with this, because everyone feels like when you come, we tie the man and the woman, we tie our
enjoyment of the sexual experience.
Or we tie our identity as far as how good we are to the other person climaxing. Ooh. Do I want to deal with your own reaction about me not orgasming or whatever? Sometimes it's like, I can't be bothered with that, right? Or it's the laziness of, I want this to hurry up and I really can't be bothered to just kind of tell him to hurry up. It's like, you're waiting for me to come so that you can come. So, you know, so let me just fake it. You come, we get it over and done with. Then there's the other element of being inauthentic myself, which is, I'm not being honest with myself about how I receive pleasure, what I like. And I'm tying my identity is in you believing that you're pleasing me. Because if I make you feel good about yourself, I feel like I'm worthy. I feel like you need me, right? Because you feel good about yourself.
Because of what you've been able to give me, which is so crazy. So we are more concerned in that moment. It's like you're more concerned about him feeling like he has pleasured you vis-a-vis being concerned about actual being pleasure.
Patriarchy. Crazy. Welcome to yet another episode.
But you know, another thing I've just thought is like, when I'm having sex with my man, if he does not orgasm, it's just like, I definitely feel like, what's wrong?
Or even when a man is not able to get as hard, right? Yeah,
exactly. It's just like,
it becomes personal. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, you're not into me and all of that. And it's not that. But there's something, there's a way the sexual culture has been curated that it becomes such a personal thing, you know? And people are always saying, you know, I know I'm good at this. Even Mukami is always saying she's good at it. You know, you're bloating yourself. And if you feel good about yourself when you know you're good at this activity.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when we're obsessed with being good at and performing more than, is like, what's your experience here? Yeah. What are you feeling? What am I feeling? Then we get lost somewhere.
Also, maybe at some point it's like, you don't want to face the reality that maybe this is not a sexually compatible partner.
Yeah.
Maybe we have lost the sexual spark between us. And of course, if now you have to admit that, wait, it's been like 10 like sexual experiences before, like considered from when I had last come.
Yeah.
So of course you don't want to like admit that to yourself and maybe even to your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, either way, even if it's laziness that made you fake an orgasm, I would actually argue that it might be a good thing sometimes, because it means that your man cares enough to be trying hard to make you orgasm. I feel like that's not the worst thing in the world.
I think it's wonderful that somebody cares about your pleasure. However, if they care about your pleasure in a way that doesn't allow room for you to actually receive pleasure, and it's really about this thing that I'm doing, I need it to give you pleasure, you know?
Yeah.
But to be honest, if I'm truly, deeply honest, it was more about my own inauthenticity, about showing up like honestly and being honest about how I receive pleasure and all of that. It was more about that than anything else, because how do I know that it would have reacted that way? I'm projecting.
That's the
thing. You don't know how
and
it would
be. And the reality
of
all of this is that a lot of people are just not willing to have an actual, you're not willing that to actually comfort. Say something. You'd rather just pretend.
But by the way, I said no. I was like, I cannot be all grown and all sidri woke and all of that, and yet I'm here exchanging my own pleasure for what? And anyway, we've got solutions. We're gonna give you solutions.
So the questions that we asked you guys on Instagram, and this was just to like test check, just like, where are you guys as far as faking orgasms? Also, I feel like there's two different categories of women when it comes to faking orgasms. Mm-hmm. There's the ones who it's like once, you know, it's just like every so often you're just tired and you really just don't want to have to get into the like, no baby, but I want you to come first. No, I don't want to come without you. Okay, fine, babe, let's. Then you just like kind of feel like you need to.
Yeah.
You already look upset. I'm not, it's just, we're just acting. It's just pretend okay, right you, now. Baby. It's not happening. Okay. Yeah. And then there's the ones who literally you fake for a living.
Yeah.
You're just always faking because you are obsessed with pleasing the man and making him feel like he has done what he's there to do, because you know your job is just to big him up. And she's like,
yeah.
Which I feel like that second one, just, it sounds like so much work. God.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So let's share some of the responses that we got. And by the time we're reading this, the responses are like over almost 1,500 people have responded. So we can say that it's a relatively accurate. An accurate representation of what people actually think or feel. So the first question we asked people is, how old were you when you had your first orgasm? And 50% said 18 to 23.
Okay.
So the majority were like 18 to 23. Then a smaller percentage was that was the second biggest, is I'm yet to have an orgasm, and that was 27%. Does that shock you? I don't feel like it shocks me at all. Because
it doesn't, yeah, but it also makes me sad because it's like the purpose. And me, I'm not, as I said, I'm not masturbating ambassador here, but it's like to think that if you're not getting pleasure from somebody else, you can't even give to yourself.
Mm.
For me, that's
is the climax part. Equals pleasure? Well, I feel like it's the ultimate. It's the pinnacle. It's the pinnacle of the pleasure.
You can get pleasure without a climax, yeah. But climax is definitely pleasure.
It is really just the heartbeat. And that's why Durex is here to give us. To take you there. Yeah, and then the 24 to 29 was 21%. Over 30 were 2% only. So I feel like almost if you get to 30 and you've not yet had an orgasm, maybe you've already given up. Just like, this is not the life for
me. And please don't. Please don't, honey. Mm-mm. Because as long as your pleasure is in your hands,
yeah,
you don't need to give up.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Then next we asked you guys, have you ever faked an orgasm? A whooping 80%. Whooping 80% have said that they have, and 20% have said that they haven't.
We love that. But the 20% that have said, are you having sex?
Yeah. Oh.
Let's start. Because
I mean, okay, the assumption, if it's
20% of virgin, the assumption is that everyone's having sex. But anyway, that's fine. That makes sense.
It does make sense. I feel like it does. Mm-hmm. And that just points to women. Why do we feel that? Who are we having sex with that we feel like we need to fake? Anyway.
Yeah.
So we said, for those who faked their orgasms, this is the next question. For those who faked their orgasms, did your partner realize 10% said yes, 90% said no?
First of all, the fact if you go found out... Well, maybe they sense. Maybe they sense.
Let's act it out. Let's imagine we're having sex. You're the man. Okay. And now I'm pretending I'm shaking. Wow, babe. That was the best.
Come on. That's your performance.
No, yeah, babe. I had an orgasm.
That, first of all, that's you. I'm asking you, Marugi. That's it. No, this is not your job.
Oh, sorry. It's not okay. You let it be your job.
You got to build it up.
Oh, really?
You know?
Okay, fine. Like, build it up for us then.
Oh, wow.
No, yours sounds too feminine. Right? No, we know you sound like a pregnant goat.
Not when I'm having sex. When I'm in the bag, when I'm in it with a man, you know?
Oh, that's what
you don't
said.
Feel more feminine?
Oh, yeah, I do, I guess.
You do,
yeah.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, guys. You're giving me too much pressure. It's too much pressure.
Just give us the moment. Just the moment part. Yeah. Not the building
Okay,
up.
No, I'm feeling shy. I'm feeling shy.
Literally, her eyes are like...
You've got to do it. You've got to, if you're going to come hard, you've got to
The essentials of faking an orgasm, there must be some shaking.
For sure.
Your legs have to be like shaking like this.
Like a bit. You've got to scream.
And your eyes need to roll back into your head, obviously.
Yeah, yes. It can't be like, You can't be looking deep in the eye.
You can't. No. They're going to find out for sure because it'll look like, is he looking? Okay, anyway, so that 10% we are really looking for. I think some of them have shared that they were discovered, right?
Yeah.
And how they, crazy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And the next question we asked you guys was, during sex, how important is it to you that you both orgasm? And 78% said very important. 22% said it's not a must. How important is it to you, babe?
It's not a must. It's not even a must for him to come.
No. Oh, for my needs, a must.
Nope.
It's so not. How does the sex stop if the climax is not climaxed?
No, because sex doesn't have to be just like penetrative sex. If he wants to give me head and go.
Okay. Oh yeah, I guess that's it. I don't know why in my head I don't consider that sex.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault.
It's
but
not
I get
your
it.
Fault. God.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
But yeah, so it's like I feel like I want to give. I think there's an ex of mine who said like it's okay for it to just be like enjoyment without like climax, because I was so keen on him climaxing and he was like, he just wants to be able to enjoy it.
Mm.
Yeah. And I realized that there is also a pressure on the other side.
Yeah, it's like, there must be.
You know, especially if you're feeling tired and lazy as you're saying, just end that. Have you come here, baby? We know you're just telling him to hurry up. They know now.
It's not have you come here, baby? I'm just like, come in me. I just want to feel your calm.
Yeah.
Done.
We know you're tired.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're just wondering what is next.
Because if I'm in this position, I'm tired, babe.
Which one?
Listen, this one for being kneel like doggy, but it's like your back, his hand has been on your lower back for like how long? I'm so tired. I've come from a shoot day. I've come from a shoot day, like, oh my God, babe, I'm so tired.
Why
I came home, I was
that,
taking
baby?
Care of the kids. Let me tell you something. This is one of the things I appreciate the most about having been in a long-term relationship and like being married is that I feel like where we've reached now, we know each other.
Yeah.
I can tell when he's tired.
Yeah.
He can tell when I'm tired. It's almost like you can just read each other. It's those new sex experiences that we are, you guys are struggling. Yeah, anyway, yeah.
I'm done. I don't want to die. This is not the hill I want to literally die on.
This is not the one. Exactly. Yeah. Actually, that's what Durex Mutual Climax actually comes to solve. Yeah. Because whereas a lot of people, like maybe a lot of women will be faking the orgasm because of the fact that they're tired. Like you said, sometimes you can be tired or lazy. But sometimes it just takes longer for you and it takes a shorter time for him.
Yeah.
And that's why this particular condom is supposed to make him last a bit longer and make speed up yours.
Yeah.
So speed her up and make him last,
yeah,
which is fantastic. Mm. So the condom itself, Lydia and I had a chance to feel it and to, you know,
yeah,
experience
this
it.
This is exactly what you said. Wow, technology.
Technology. Exactly.
Because it's like ribbed and dotted. There are some moments where it's like ribbed and dotted, and this is designed for the female pleasure. Mm-hmm. Because of course, if it's ribbed, you know, you get like different textures,
It's just the way it's supposed to be rubbing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's designed in you're going to be feeling texture around it. Yeah.
Exactly. And for the man, it has a certain lubricant that enables him to last longer. So basically it's working on him and it's also working on you. So that it's like we're just bringing you guys closer together so that the chances of you coming together are much higher.
Yeah.
That is the point.
So that statistic can be a bit higher than two life experiences,
right? Yeah. Okay. So we asked you guys, now the next one was like for you guys to share some of your faking orgasms experiences and like, why did you do it? How often do you orgasm? Do you frequently fake orgasms? And people had some responses. There's a lot of people who said, I only orgasm from a clitoral stimulation, penetration. I've never. How can I achieve orgasm from penetration? Have you ever orgasmed from penetration?
I have. I have many times, but it's like the sharpness different.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, I have. And actually, those moments, I feel like it feels like a very all body experience.
Mm.
It's like all body. It's not just specifically like sometimes with clitoral stimulation, it just feels like it's like that part. I don't know. It's a different
from that part and lower. Yes. It's like here.
Yeah, I feel like the from penetration, it's like a bigger body experience. There's just a difference. I don't know how to articulate
also,
it.
Also, me, I feel like the penetration one, it feels like it's our orgasm. Like it's me and
different.
You. Whereas the clitoral, I really feel like it's a selfish experience. And not necessarily in a bad way. It's just like it's mine, only
it's mine.
But this one of like penetration is just like it's us.
Yeah.
You did that. We've done that. Created it.
It's more intimate for sure.
It does feel more intimate. Yeah.
And there's a euphoria as well it brings and a relaxation in the body that's different.
Oh my, the sleep after that one. Oh my God. It's amazing. But the reality is that not as many women orgasm from like penetration. Mm. And I think this is definitely going to help to bridge that gap because if a lot of us are only orgasming, is that the word orgasming? Climaxing, only from clitoral, then it means that when you're with your partner, you're less likely to be maybe even like mentally stimulated, physically stimulated in that moment. Mm. But with the mutual climax, at least you're closer.
You're closer
to being able to like come together.
So we asked you guys your orgasm story. Mm-hmm. And this is clearly somebody who got caught.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped thrusting. Now I was still shouting and throwing pillows. The way I stopped moaning, Aibu.
But it sounds like you were overdoing, babe.
Throwing pillows.
Yeah. First of all, when you're coming, it's like, it's almost like, you know, I don't know if everyone's is the same when they're coming, but I feel like my body almost gets like stiff. It's like, I don't want to move. I just want to remain like.
I've been embarrassed at some ways of orgasm. I've been embarrassed.
Because it's fucking embarrassing.
Humiliating.
That is like the height of, but that's only for clitoral.
Yeah.
Not for like penetrative one. Because penetrative one is inside you.
Yeah, there's something different for sure.
Yeah.
Girl.
No, let's not throw pillows. And we're not going to give you here a demonstration of how to fake an orgasm. But I mean, guys, please. A lot of people are climaxing also from solo play. Someone said, I used to climax earlier on in our relationship, but now I don't anymore. So I fake them. I feel like that's tragic, but at the same time, I feel like it's completely understandable. I feel like the longer you're with someone, the sex changes. It's no longer like a novel experience. You know, it's not no longer, there's no that newness of like the euphoric kind of like super hot, super passionate. Now it becomes more like caring. I love you. You know, it's like deeper. It's more intimate. So I feel like definitely the orgasm sometimes can reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it definitely can reflect that. Where it's just like sometimes, like once in a while, it's more like this. Whereas like at the beginning, it's like, Yeah. This one is more like there are some which is just like a quickie, another one which is just like a long blown out, like making love, another one which is just like a whoa, that was amazing.
Yeah.
But it's like it's more like that, you know.
I
and
get it.
Yeah, so I feel like definitely doing more things if you've been in a longer term relationship, now you need the help.
Yeah. Which is okay.
It's okay to need the help. It's okay to add lubricant. It's okay to add a condom if you need it. It's okay to I don't know.
Many things.
Different things, yeah, exactly.
I feel like also that when you're in a relationship, there's so many moving parts. There's the romantic side, there's the kids, there's the whatever, depending on how long you've been in a relationship. And I feel like this, like, for example, in the beginning, me telling you about my pleasure is like, whatever, right? But in the relationship, sometimes it's like, this means more. It's weighted. And it feels like it reflects and it affects so many other areas. It's not just
like,
about the
sex. Like, are
we
good as a couple?
There you go.
So are you still attracted to me?
Exactly.
Has becoming a mom changed how you feel about me? Whoa, all of these were right at the tip of my tongue, weren't they? I'm addressing everything in therapy, please. I'm addressing everything in therapy.
So yeah, it's like it's a touchy subject, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Is it unfortunate or is it just life?
I feel it can be unfortunate life.
Okay, yes,
you know?
Yeah, you're right.
So I understand why it's like the longer you guys go, it's just like, you know, all these other things we have. Is it this one thing I'm going to now bring? Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. We had a response from a guy, which is really great.
I know.
Because whenever we have sex topics, it's like, it's always the women.
Yeah.
But a guy said, the first time I came, I thought I was peeing. Which I'm like, I in my head, I never think about what it is to orgasm as a guy.
I feel like it's like squatting for us.
You think so?
Because it feels like peeing.
Oh, yeah. And I guess it comes out of the same place.
That's exactly how I would imagine. And there's a few people who mentioned that when they first had an orgasm or when they first squatted, they felt like they were peeing.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely feels like peeing.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, guys, I feel like people should not be embarrassed to say, if you don't necessarily know what an orgasm is like, because I realize that for a lot of people, your context is usually pornography or like books until we introduce you guys to Beducated. But yeah, most times it's like you're using this unrealistic standard, which is not at all. So you imagine that's what Lydia and everyone else is experiencing, but it's not. Like, it literally,
I also
it's
feel like
that.
There's somewhere we add to that, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Because of how we talk about our experience, our sexual experiences, our orgasms.
Yeah.
It just seems like, oh, wow, like, I'm not there, kind of, right?
No.
And I guess it's because, first of all, we're a bit older, we're a bit more sexually experienced, and we've always been, like, a bit more, like, sexually awake and, like, experimenting.
Liberal.
So, liberal. We've tried a few things to be able to get there. It wasn't just like, wow, I woke up and now I'm having the greatest sex I've ever had.
Yeah.
But I see that people, like, when they hear our experiences, it seems, like, utopic and very, kind of, unrelatable and not able to be, like, we can't touch that.
Mm.
But honestly, it's like, how much are you experimenting?
Yeah.
How much are you being honest about what brings you pleasure?
Also, I feel like we give people the tools to be able to experience.
Get there. It's true.
For example, Durex, Mutual Climax.
Ding, ding, ding,
exactly.
Try
the
it.
Apps that we are always recommending, the toys we always recommend. Like, I feel like it's like we are telling
we're giving you
where we are. You can also get
you
here.
You too, you can.
But you also, you can arrive here.
You have to be able to get there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to share some seven main reasons why women fake orgasms.
Yeah.
Tell me if any of these ring true for you or something. Maybe just like comment on them, okay? One, this one says single women have less of a chance at orgasming to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So the concept of women, I don't know if this is like like the reality or it's just something that people assume, but like the fact that women find it easier to connect with someone when they're in a relationship them because they are more emotionally connected.
Yeah.
Thereby, saying then that if you have casual sex or sex with someone who you're not in a deep, really committed relationship with, you're less likely to orgasm. Do you think that's true?
Not for me.
Yeah.
I actually
was about to be
feel,
like, for Lydia, I don't know.
I feel the fact that you're not my man.
Yeah.
So the main reason you're here is to give me pleasure. I'm absolutely getting my pleasure. In fact, I'm more likely.
Yeah.
Because I'm not caring so much about your ego, Sijui.
Yeah.
How is it going to be? Mm-mm. It's just, this is how I receive sex and done.
So apparently single women, or it's assumed that single women fake it more often because they have not yet reached at the place where they're able to tell that man exactly, to be able to be like, actually, I want a finger up my ass.
Yeah.
Actually, I want you to bite my toes.
A lot less about the people who I'm not in a relationship with. Yeah.
But I think that one comes with age. I feel like the younger you are, you're still trying to like please the guy.
Just I get you. Yeah, actually, when I was younger, it's true. But now it is. Oh, no.
Yeah. Second reason, we are conditioned to believe we should also have a happy ending. So sometimes it feels awkward if we don't, for us, not just for them. So even for you, like you're trying to show him like, yes, you have pleased me. I'm happy to be here. Thank you. You've done your best and it has resulted in my orgasm. But even for you, you're like, but when I watched TMI, Lydia was saying that, you know, like she orgasmed and she had sex. So me, if I love this guy and it feels nice, why don't I have an orgasm? You know,
also
you
people start always to feel like there's something wrong.
That's the thing. Yeah,
I agree with that.
That's another reason. Another one is we are tired and we just want it to be over. Yeah. And you see, that's the reason.
And this
actually
is why I say, let me say no.
Just allow me.
Because it's like, okay, sawa. No, joroge. Fine, let's go.
Not joro. Leave joro.
You're 20 thrusts in.
Yeah. That's a problem.
I'm tired.
You're tired,
there's
exactly.
There's a reason why I wanted to say no. Mm. And guess what? A lot of the times, if I say yes, I've jumped on you, I've hopped on you,
That's the thing, yeah.
It's a better experience when everybody wants to be in it.
That's the thing. But I feel like even if you both want to be in it, statistically, it takes women longer to reach orgasm than it takes men, you know? So that's why like a product like this obviously is helpful because like there's some things, even it's like you have equal horniness to him still. At some point, you'll get tired because like if him 10 seconds in, he's ready to come.
Yeah.
What are we doing then?
It's true.
Yours is going to take, I don't know, another 47 minutes.
Yeah. I get that. But not for Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Number four, we really, really, really like you. Now it's the woman saying to the man, we really like you and worry that asking for what we want will turn you off.
Because we are people pleasing and we're not showing up authentically.
Go to therapy, everyone. Yes. Go to therapy. Yes. There are some things that even the biggest, the best app, the best toy, the best condom
you still need
will
to go
not
there
help you.
And
still,
be yourself.
Yeah, that's the thing. Actually, being able to say, anyway, this will come in solutions, which is next. But like being able to say what you actually want and like is key to achieving orgasm. Next one. If somebody is a new suitor, maybe it's positive conditioning since they did everything right. So if
that's
he's done all the things, so it's like, for example, he's done all the things that ordinarily would cause you to orgasm. He's eaten you out. He's fucked you from the back.
And still nothing.
He's done,
he's eaten me out.
Yeah. Sweet. But not for long enough, maybe.
And me, I haven't said anything.
Yeah.
That's not Lydia. Let's pretend I'm somebody
not
else.
Lead. Okay, fine.
But I mean, I get it.
Oh, you, your man, he's bringing his head up. You're like, get back down. Sir. Did you see my legs shaking? If you did not see my legs.
Air? You don't need air. No.
You don't need air.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I get it. To be honest, it's been moments where it's just like all the things are coming together, but I'm just not reaching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's possible. Okay. So now you're just like, might as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Next reason, you're feeling theatrical.
Ooh, I have got some theater in me.
Yeah.
That's so interesting, but I think it's true.
It's possible, especially when you're drunk. That's what they're like, especially if you're drunk. You could just be feeling theatrical.
I miss it, throwing pillows.
That's the thing. Also, let me ask you, I feel like, so when you orgasm, even when you're masturbating and you climax, does it always look and feel the same? It doesn't, right?
No.
And when you see, so now when you're having sex, for example, with somebody who perhaps is a guy who's maybe, let me not say inexperienced, but he doesn't, you guys haven't learned each other too well. It can be an assumption that because last time she came and she looked like this, she was shaking like this. Now, if you don't do the same thing, it looks like you're faking. Do you know what I mean?
So now it's the pressure.
Now it's the pressure.
It's the pressure of your own standards.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
Yeah.
It's true. And also it depends on like, especially like if he had a really positive reaction to you doing it. You know, all the dramas and throwing the pillows. And then this time around, you can tell he's disappointed.
Yeah. Also, I really imagine somebody faking an orgasm 3 times in a night. You know how like as a man, it's like you'll go round 1, round 2, round 3. Do men expect that women are going to orgasm all those times?
I mean, I have before.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is not every day of the week, Jake. You know, but it's like there's those special moments where it's just like, I don't know, there's a different energy and we've tried
the momentum. And yeah, we're doing
it in different ways, you know? But yeah, please.
I don't know.
And we are all very different anyway. Well, I'll tell you something that's worked for me in solutions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Anyway, that was my last point.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to solutions. And this is something which I have come to do because I just want to show up authentically. I say from the jump what works for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, I guess before you have sex with someone, you've like sexed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like give leeway already there. Give directions mm-hmm. to where you get your orgasms the best. So that he comes knowing, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't usually come via penetration or it's not as easy for you or it doesn't come naturally, heads up. If it's like head you point or if it's fingering or whatever it is, if it's a ribbed condom that works best, give mm-hmm. the heads up so mm-hmm. that it's like you. There's already kind of the temperature is already set. This is how this goes, mm-hmm. you know? Because I find that if you come with your expectation of Jane, right? And I don't have the courage to like tell you, no, actually, I'm not Jane and I don't do it like this. It's like you feel kind of, there's something that comes with like, okay, yeah, this is what he's expecting to work. And now here I am, I followed that. But if you already know, if you're not pointing to that, like now, it's like me, I've said.
Yeah. Our assumption, of course, is that you're having sex with someone who likes you and who actually is interested in giving you pleasure.
Yeah.
Because there's some men who it's like, you'll tell them, but it's like, okay, great. But he's really not listening. Here for himself. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So our assumption is that first and foremost, all of us in between us, we'll be having sex with people who we like, who are concerned who like about us, our pleasure. Because I just feel like the best sexual experiences are like where I am equally concerned about you getting the pleasure and I'm also concerned about myself.
Those and it's like a balance. Ones.
Yeah.
And I know when you're younger, it doesn't seem like that's a reality.
Oh, yeah.
But I promise you, mm-hmm. it is a reality. Mm-hmm. And you know, the more everyone fights for their right for pleasure, mm-hmm. the more we bridge the gap
exactly.
and come together.
Yeah. Because otherwise then it's just like, it's just you
yeah.
or it's just me. Mm. And sometimes it can be the both of them.
That's my solution, I would say.
Oh yeah. Okay, fine. For me, another one that I would say is for you to even know what to tell him, like is going to work, you need to know your own body.
Yeah.
You need to be comfortable with your body. What does your body look like? What does your body like?
Yeah.
What feels great to you? You know, what don't you like? Because sometimes the key to knowing what you like is knowing what you don't like. Not knowing any of those things means that every sexual experience is like you trying to discover, am I enjoying this? Is this fun to me? And I get that there's a season of that. Obviously, like when you've just started having sex, it's not the same as like when you're in your 30s. Mm. But the faster you're able to experience that, especially with yourself, especially with, you know, your fingers and maybe some toys or something like that, you're able to like know what to tell him to do. If I've already tried in all of myself, I know what to tell you. Actually, I really like this.
Have you ever tried anyone yourself?
Yeah. Have you?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I'm only going to experience that because of somebody else.
You could be the somebody else.
No, 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 absolutely no.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's so much better when you're by yourself because then now you can adjust for size. You see, it's not like this one is like your man size. This is it. This is what you're getting. It's not this one you can adjust for size.
Yeah.
It can be small, which is just like just for the nerve endings, just for the extra little umph, you know?
Okay, wow.
Stick with me. I'll tell you something. I'll teach you some things. But anyway, know exactly. Mm-hmm. Listen to your body. Learn your body so that you're able to actually describe what it is that you don't like or what it is that you like. And sometimes during the sexual experience, it's like you might experience a new feeling, which you like or which you don't like. Being able to communicate that in the moment is a skill all women need to learn.
It's
Let me
true.
Say that.
Yeah.
It is a skill all women need to learn.
Another thing which is like led, which is connected to that, that I learned, that, that helped me with being more connected to my body and especially my sexual body was looking at my vagina.
Oh yeah.
Taking a mirror and looking at my vagina. Like, and the more I looked at her, the more it was, she wasn't this thing to hide or like something to ignore or, you know, it's like, there's a way I connected to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I just love her and like, I respect her so much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, one thing we've learned is that the first time you orgasm for everyone is a bit awkward because it's just kind of like, what did I just experience? What was that
embarrassment
amazing?
Embarrassment is okay.
Yeah, embarrassment is fine. Which is why we recommend it being on your own first.
Yeah.
But if it's not, I mean, sometimes you feel like you can tell sometimes like when the orgasm is going to come, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can be embarrassing because it's like, you don't know what you're feeling. Am I peeing? Oh my God. And then, you know, there's a feeling like just before you climax where it's just like you want it to stop but you don't
and
want it to stop.
Feels
it's
like
too much.
You know what's coming. You know.
It feels like it's too much. You don't want it. You just don't want it. Okay, fine. I one of the things I'd put here is have sex with someone you trust. So someone, or like someone who you can communicate with, someone who you can be able to comfortably say, maybe we should try this condom, babe.
Yeah. But guess what? I actually feel like the more we go, the more anyone who you're having sex with, if they can see you naked, you can tell them the truth about what you like.
Can you?
That's what I feel like we need to get to.
Yeah.
If you can, you are literally about to enter my body.
we are going to be in my body, but I'm not.
Ass crack. But I can't tell you.
He's smelling your ass crack.
He's smelling my ass. He's supposed to be eating my ass crack. And I don't want to tell him, hey, you know, it's like, it doesn't have to be a matter of if you've built trust for him to fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Bring the bar closer to,
yeah.
I can be honest with anyone who, as long as I'm being naked in front of them.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, I could have met you yesterday, but
Try and do that. Let's try and speed that up. As long as you can see me naked. Mm. First of all, that's a gift, babe. Mm. Someone is seeing you naked and king. It's both.
Yeah.
It's a gift both ways. But still, it's like, now you get to at least tell me, I get to at least tell you the truth. I get to tell you it's here. So another way that, a solution to this, you don't have to fake it, babe, is that we know you don't have to climax.
Mm.
Accept that. Accept that and know that there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with the sex. Just knowing that actually eases the pressure.
Mm.
I know sometimes when I've been like really in need and it's not coming, it's like I'm not even thinking about the enjoyment of the process because I'm so focused on when to get the end. And I think sometimes people can tell when you're just obsessed with like, you know, you're not connected to the person
at all. It's not about us. Yeah, exactly.
You're just trying to get to the end. So if you just be in your body about, I don't have to climax. I can have a very beautiful sexual experience without necessarily climaxing. It eases things.
Yeah.
It eases things a bit.
I also really like that. I feel like, because let's say you've come from a season, and me, I'm just thinking about like single people. Single, I mean unmarried, not necessarily that they don't have anyone in their life. It could be you're in a relationship, but you're not married. So you've come from a season where you are having sex and every single time you are climaxing.
Mm.
Then now it's been two times, let's say, or three times you've had sex and you haven't climaxed. And afterwards you finished on your own. Let's say like he fell asleep or something. You know, you start getting that in your heart of just like, oh God, you know, is the best part of our sex life over or something like that? You know, you start thinking like, okay, you know, like, is it going to be happening? It's almost like that pressure is like automatic in someone's mind.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then I always ask myself sometimes, like, how many sexual experiences strung together of not having climax, but maybe having enjoyed yourself, but like not having climax is too much for you to be like, no, we have a problem.
I think what brings me pleasure, I think that number is a lot lower for me because it's like, okay, fine, maybe last time, this time, but I know exactly what brings me pleasure and so do you, right? Especially with, I mean, I always go to head guys, wow. But you know, it's like, because I know what it is, it's like, what can I point to? And why was it like that? Were people tired? I mean, many things, but if I'm starting to count, if I start thinking, oh, by the way,
it's been four times since
I think then we do something about it.
We have an issue. Okay,
or not say we have an issue, but we do something about that to change that pattern.
Yeah. Something like?
Oh, right. Something like Durex Mutual Climax. Let me tell you guys, we always say this, you don't know the solution to your problem because you haven't tried enough things.
Actually,
you haven't tried everything if you are yet to find a solution. And hear me out. It's about experimenting. It's not necessarily just like, okay, when you say you've done everything you can, then that becomes the reality.
Mm-hmm.
But what else can you try?
Yeah.
Have you tried Durex Mutual Climax? Have you?
Yeah.
Have you, you know, brought this to your partner, told him what this could do? And also, it can be a fun thing. It doesn't have to be I have a solution to our problem.
And I have identified we have an issue. TMI, I think we need to.
That since you are not coming slow enough, you know, it doesn't have to be. It can be like, oh, okay, I saw these the other day, babe. Let's try them.
Yeah. I definitely want to try this with Zach. I feel like it would be strange because obviously we've been married so long and we have just not used a condom for a really long time, but I'm gonna try it.
Cool.
I'm gonna use it.
Tell us.
I'll tell you. I've never mutually climaxed with anybody. I just feel like it would be a really, really nice experience.
It would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just like timing, you know, it's just like timing. It, like, if you can feel your nini coming.
Me, I don't know how to do that. Actually, like, now you're stopping it, pulling it back. Then now you're whatever. It's like, if you pull it back, how do you bring it back now to where it was before?
No, I'm not saying pull it back. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, if you're feeling it coming, and maybe you tell him that you're about to.
Yeah. Then now he just makes himself reach.
But is he close?
No, if he's not. Okay, so that's the point of this, is that it's supposed to be, we're supposed to get there. Exactly, bridge the gap so we can get close together. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll give you all feedback. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if we can all go and get it, it's available, by the way, in most leading supermarkets, let me say. You can also get it online at Jumia. It is 650. I feel like
Three.
Yeah, for three of them inside. I feel like it looks really premium. Mm-hmm. Like, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I just feel the it looks really nice. And then the individual packs inside are like dark blue. Yeah. And it just looks really
And it's
really
a one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it says I'm regular fit, but just know when you go, don't be looking for extra large or this is it.
Hey, you really think in between us are packing, huh? In between us men's are packing.
I trust. And even if they're not, it's okay. You got this.
Right. Okay, fine. There's a comment that I wanted to read from one of our previous videos. There's a video that we once did about orgasming and trying to like help telling ladies like how to get to your peak. Mm-hmm. And there's a comment from that from a lady called Anna, which I just thought was really good to share. So she said, sex is good provided that we are not performing. Mm-hmm. Most of us have sex based on what we have seen people do either in movies or in pornography. Mm-hmm. You'll realize that most of the sex positions are standard based on what we have learned through the media. Imagine having sex where you are not emulating anyone or performing according to the so-called sex positions set by society, or like, you know, even the orgasm and everything, or the climaxing. Sex is spiritual. We ought to craft it for ourselves with our loved ones. We need to be in the moment and enjoy sex without illusions. What do you think about that?
I'm here for in the moment, and I do understand with like the whole performing thing. I definitely get that. Whether it's performing, like I am performing as far as physically I'm performing, or performing as far as I am performing as who I am. Mm. Like, you know, I'm here trying to be this because that's what I think you want, you know? Like, there's definitely that. And it does bring add more pressure, and you are more likely to have an inauthentic experience and also be faking because you're trying to be something, an imagined person, you know, the person from the movie,
the person who you think that your man wants you to be.
Yeah.
I also just feel like the day that we can get to a place where it's like sex is not a thing that it's like we are keeping a scorecard or something like that. It's more of like, I'm here to feel good. I want you to feel good.
Yeah.
And, you know, being able to trust that your partner wants what's best for you and is not just there to fulfill his egotistic, just like, oh, by the way, you know, I made this babe come or like whatever. That's not what it's about for him. It's that he actually wants you to enjoy.
Yeah. I think it requires two people who have done like quite a bit of evolution on themselves and how they feel about themselves. Or you guys are working together as a team in a long-term relationship to try and make sex something different, you know? But yeah, it does take quite a bit because I know it's taken me so long to not have that aspect of who I think you need me to be, just kind of showing up as just myself. It definitely takes time, and it's kind of something that falls from whatever it is that you're working on outside it. Authenticity, the courage to show up authentically in sex usually comes from the courage to show up authentically in other places
in
too.
Life generally. In life, actually, it's true, because if you're not confident in like just like your day-to-day life, if you're not confident as a person, if you're not confident at work or as a partner or whatever, obviously it's going to show up there.
If you're not feeling like you have a right to that pleasure, you have a right to be yourself and to have somebody meet those needs. It takes time. It's an evolution of humanity, I guess, but I think in generations the gap is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. These Gen Z's,
I know. The ones who, you know, because you didn't have a TMI. Now imagine this, there are some Gen Z's here who have a TMI.
So many.
I know.
Yeah.
Love that for them.
You guys, we hope we're guiding you in the right direction.
We really hope that we are guiding you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I would also hope that if you have ever been thinking, if you are in one of those relationships where you're constantly faking orgasms, first of all, sorry. Second of all, buy these condoms.
Yeah.
And third of all, write to us and let us know why you feel the need to keep doing that.
Yeah.
Is it a relationship you need to leave? Is it something else that you need to be exploring? Is it I don't know,
yourself,
is it your confidence?
You need to work
that's
on
the
yourself?
Thing. Yeah, exactly. Explore that. Because I feel like this is one of those topics where it's like it's funny it's like jokes, but really it's not. It's actually kind of a bit sad.
Yeah. And we are trying to do our best together with Durex to bridge the O gap. There's a massive gap in orgasms and we're trying to bridge that as much as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Men have the right to climax. Women have the right to climax. And if possible, the best we can to do it together.
To come together.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you are told right now you would have sex for the rest of your life and never orgasm, or you'd orgasm constantly every hour for the rest of your life. Never orgasm or orgasm once an hour for the rest of your life.
Never orgasm.
Yeah.
If something's happening every hour,
is it really fun? No, it's really not.
And that's disruptive.
It's quiet here now. Yeah. Go ahead. This is the ones who are acting and you're not actors. You're not convincing him. You're not convincing him that
God.
No, thank you. Yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching this episode. We would love for you guys, especially if you are not following us on Instagram and maybe you didn't share what your experience was, please comment down below. I know it's like this is one of those like touchy ones, and you know sometimes people don't want to comment below because it's like your handle is
exposing.
If you'd like, you can also DM us on Instagram because we are definitely going to carry on the conversation on there on our story. So please feel free to DM us on Instagram, TMI Podcast KE or Murugi Munyi or Lydia KM, but TMI Podcast is the one ideally that you should comment, or comment down below so that we can be able to hear from you guys. Have you ever faked an orgasm? Would you be willing to try Durex Mutual Climax? I was about to say mutual stability. I don't know why. Mutual climax to be able to bridge the gap between you climaxing and your partner climaxing. Why do you think women fake orgasms? We would love to hear from you. So tell us down in the comments below.
Yeah. And thank you so much, Durex, for sponsoring this episode. We love working with brands who are doing their part to try and to bridge that pleasure gap, because we all have a right to have that big O. And so make sure that you pick up your pack of Durex Mutual Climax. It helps speed you up, speed the woman up. Why am I assuming it's
just assuming,
women?
Exactly.
Speed the woman up and slow him down.
Yeah, make him last.
Make him last so that we can
come together.
Thank you.
Can
so
I also
much.
Say, yeah, I love working with like sexual-oriented brands. And funny thing
it's
is,
validating.
Like, it's so validating.
We're not just a like, sex podcast for no reason.
For nothing.
Yeah.
You're just here to just talk about these things, but you're not even in your bag. But at least, like, be in your bag.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like we've attracted this by being able to have these kinds
and
of conversations.
Authentically ourselves and talking about the conversations that matter to us and to our audience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Before this happened times, I feel like we had mentioned many times, like, this would be such an aligned partnership
and
because they do exactly what we are always preaching
and
about.
And this one specifically,
exactly,
for there to be mutual climax. You know, guys, this was never a conversation. The female orgasm was hardly ever
a priority. Never been a
priority. And here we are. It's a priority.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Actually, I actually feel honored to be at the forefront of conversations about women. You deserve pleasure and you can get it. That just makes me so happy. So thank you, Durex. Thank you guys for continuing to support
our channel
and our content. We love you so much and we'll see you in our next and last
episode of the year.
Ding, ding.
Bye.